When learning a new language, it's usually advisable to go for the total immersion approach. It just works better because you're totally immersed, and it's that way in sports too. When learning to love sports after a lifelong ambivalence, you need to lose yourself among the sights, the sounds, and the supporters. Anthropology professor Evelyn Dean Olmsted learned that when she attended University of Indiana games several years ago.
Bloomington, Indiana, March 2006. I sat with a carton of Häagen-Dazs worthy of the worst breakup. My heart had broken just hours earlier in a packed sports bar called Yogi's. The buzzer rang, the Gonzaga players leapt for joy, and tears filled my eyes. I sunk my face into my boyfriend Josh's arm as he consoled me. Wait a minute, listen to that. He consoled me about a basketball game. I was shocked at my reaction. What I was feeling was nothing short of grief. No more would I wake up savoring the sweet taste of anticipation. Gone were a full half of my TV viewing options. This would require a major adjustment to my routine. This was my sport, and now it was gone. Before all of this, I had been baffled by America's obsession with sports, the billions of dollars and hours wasted. Poverty, AIDS, education, I could easily name a dozen worthier causes. The same went for my limited grad student time and money. And then a funny thing happened. We were down against Iowa when Josh turned to me and asked with genuine concern, "Are you all right?" "I'm stressed," I said, and I was. My body was tense and my heart pounding, all for a game. It was sealed when I dressed like Princess Leia and danced for the huge overhead scoreboard at the home game against UConn. As I walked out, I remarked to my Darth Vader companion, "I love basketball." It was a revelation to myself and to him. I loved basketball. A friend once asked me why. "It's the players," I answered. "You follow them and you want them to do well. My favorite guys are Earl Calloway and Eric Soar. I just love them." "Wait, you know them?" she said. "Well, not personally, but I know them. I've been watching them all season." But it was more than this fictitious personal relationship. It was a sense of renewed hope I experienced. Every game was a new chance to succeed. I finally got it. True to my anthropological training, I'd gotten an insider's view of sports culture by immersing myself in it. I felt what fans felt, in that visceral way that only ethnography allows. I learned how sports become integrated into a person's life, how we invest in them and identify with them. I understood their value, and not just as diversion from the daily grind. It's that regular dose of hope we all need to keep us going. After the Hoosiers tournament loss to Gonzaga in 06, that hope allowed me to move into the fifth and final stage of grief, acceptance. Sports teach us that there's always another chance to redeem ourselves. There's always the next game. And when there are no more games, there's always next season.
Dr. Evelyn Dean Olmsted is an assistant professor of anthropology at the University of Puerto Rico, Rio Piedras. If you've loitered at the intersection of sports and anthropology, or if you simply have an interesting tale of how you became a sports fan, post your thoughts on Facebook or tweet them at us by using our new social media handles. On Twitter, we're now at OnlyAGameNPR, and on Facebook, you can find us at facebook.com/OnlyAGameNPR. If you're already following us, you don't have to do anything to keep getting updates, but when you're tweeting at us or tagging us on Facebook, remember, Only a Game, NPR.